Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Number two, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. If you want to see the difference between how President Trump and the Democrats handled the coronavirus, all you have to do is look at Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. She's the new Democratic star who recently gave her party's response to Trump's State of the Union address. This past Friday, Whitmer became the point person for Democrat attacks on Trump's handling of the crisis. She alleged, without providing evidence, that the Trump administration was causing medical supply vendors not to send stuff here to Michigan. She also attacked the administration for not giving clear directives and guidance. So Trump went to Twitter, and he responded Friday night by tweeting that she likes to blame everyone for her own ineptitude. Take one massive difference in their approaches. Trump uses his emergency powers to enable off-label use of drugs to fight the virus, while Whitmer has taken the opposite approach. Now, we already know the drugs are safe because people take them for treating other illnesses. They just haven't yet been proven effective against the coronavirus. But in a March 24th letter from the Whitmer administration, she warned physicians and pharmacists that they risk losing their professional licenses if they prescribe drugs like hydroxychloroquine. This drug shows real promise in small studies, but has yet to go through the years-long testing process that the FDA requires to prove efficacy. As Trump said in his press conference on Friday, if someone is dying anyway from the coronavirus, and we know that there's no significant side effects from hydroxychloroquine, what do we have to lose from giving it a try? That's a very valid question. We may also learn something about the treatment that could rebound and to the benefit of others. And while Trump has slashed government regulations like restrictions that prevented university hospitals from developing tests for the virus, there doesn't appear to be a single regulation that Whitmer or any other prominent Democrat proposes scrapping. To them, only more regulation is the answer. There may not be any zombie apocalypse in store for us, but people have real concerns about the limitations of police protection amidst a pandemic. As of last Thursday, a fifth of Detroit's police force was quarantined and not able to do its job. 25 officers, including Police Chief James Craig, have tested positive for the disease. And you can't be a police officer and telecommute. That just doesn't work. And their jobs are now even more dangerous than usual. Many departments, including Detroit's, have understandably scaled back policing in an effort to limit officers' potential exposure to the disease. They also have their hands full with enforcing their state's stay-in-place lockdown. It's little wonder that sales of guns and ammunition have soared, and the Trump administration's Department of Homeland Security declared that firearm retailers are essential and should not experience disruptions during the pandemic. By contrast, Whitmer is one of seven governors who closed down gun stores in her state. Michigan is also no longer issuing concealed handgun licenses. So, the risk of contagion is particularly high within the close quarters of prisons, so Michigan police are limiting the number of new arrests to avoid introducing infected inmates. Inmates who are deemed to be at high risk of infection are also getting released early from jails and prisons. the inmate population of Oakland County Jail plummeted from 1,282 on March 1st to 1,016 by March 26th. The Macomb County Jail saw its inmate population fall by over 25% over the same period. Massive releases are occurring in other jails across the country. So the Michigan police are stretched really, really thin and not responding to the calls, and at the same time, criminals are being released early from prison. Now, gun control advocates like Whitmer would typically tell people they should rely on the police for protection, but if shortages do get out of control, or if the police departments face further restrictions, what are people supposed to do to protect themselves? In these areas where the police aren't going, is that just a lawless zone? Whitmer doesn't trust people to make the right decision for themselves or their families. There is a systematic difference in Whitmer's and Trump's approaches, and Trump is much more willing to trust individual doctors, patients, and citizens to make the right decision, which is conservatism, by the way. The government can help in times of crisis, but sometimes it also needs to get out of the way so that we can respond effectively and without bureaucrats overseeing our every move. But this what it all boils down to is this. We haven't seen the peak yet. Now, my contention is that we've had plenty of people sick from this already. I think I've already had it. And I can tell you right now, it is bad. It's bad. Especially the coughing that I was having, I have never experienced anything like that before in my life. I've had multiple kidney stones. I've had open heart surgery. I've had the heart attack that I had was one of the most painful things I've ever endured. It didn't touch this cough. It didn't touch this cough that I had. So, coming through it was rough. I mean, I was out a lot. I was out, and I'm still feeling the after effects of it now, even now in April. And I caught this the last week of January. It's hard to kick. So, there's going to be more cops get sick because they can't opt to stay home. Yeah, and as they do, you know, the other thing they can't do is they can't run around with a mask and gloves on, because if they get in a fight, the mask is going to come off, the gloves are going to get torn off. They just cannot effectively do this and expect not to get infected. So where does this leave us? And where does this leave states where the governor is making decisions for her people that she can't cash herself? She's writing checks she can't cash on this. You know, since Chief Craik has been in place, he has encouraged people to go and get a gun and carry a gun for them for their own self-protection. There has, you know, crime is bad in Detroit as it is, but, I mean, all of the success stories we've heard about people in Detroit defending themselves, that's called a trend. A trend that was in place, that was put in place by a police chief who said, we can't be, this is, you know, pre-coronavirus when they were in bankruptcy, he was saying, we can't be everywhere all the time. So, he led the way on that. Now he's sick. And a whole lot of his officers are sick. And the people of Detroit that live there, like my friend Diane Korzenewski and Rick Ector and my marketing company that's up there and everything else, all these people that are locked in, the people I know, they're very capable. I got no issues. I'm not worried about them at all. But what about the rest of them? Because I don't know most of them. I don't know hardly any of them. And that's the difference in the approach, where one trusts the people that live there to make their own decisions, and somebody else says, we got to regulate this. That's the difference in the philosophy, if you will. I couldn't believe what I was hearing earlier when they were talking about these races that are up. I can't believe there's ever that, but that's the media. That's the media. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. If you're on lockdown, are you going crazy yet? Is this quarantine business getting to you? I have been trying to teach myself how to cook. I've heard that bat soup with chunks of pangolin sautéed in it is very tasty. But there's so many recipes to try. But I'm managing to remain perfectly sane even as the walls close in. Seriously. In fact, when I convened a council of stuffed animals to give me their advice on what to do while all this was going on, I was very impressed with their insights. They assured me that I'm not going stir crazy, which was good to hear. They also mentioned that some of them, Floppy the Bunny and Chet the Unicorn in particular, are also advising Joe Biden during his challenging period. But they insist he won't listen and they think he's really losing it. Okay, I'm just kidding. I'm not getting life coaching from stuffed animals. Bad touch Biden, I'm not so sure. Because that would explain a lot. You think you're handling this poorly, but at least you're not sending out rambling hostage videos from wherever the DNC stashed you in the hopes that America won't notice that you're senile or forget you altogether. This is getting old, this disruption to our lives, and it's pretty clear that Trump is over the shutdown. He wants America to get back to work. So do most of us. We're getting tired of not working and tired of our liberty being curtailed. And we get that we need to take some strong measures, but we also see that this cannot go on indefinitely. At some point, we will need to accept risk regarding the Wuhan flu in order to balance out the other important considerations of freedom and prosperity. Maybe not today or tomorrow, but soon. America wants to get back to work. And see, this was not like these economic downturns where people were sort of depressed and malaise runs rampant. Before all this bat soup slurping, we were killing it. Before the Shycoms infected us with this irritating pestilence, we were getting used to prosperity. If you are under 40, this is the first time in your adult life that you've ever experienced a boom. And then this whole miserable thing just came out of the blue and brought everything to a screeching halt. Now, if we can throw off the shackles of these lockdowns, we can spin things right back up with minimal damage. And the danger is that this becomes the new normal instead of an irritating aberration. We can only keep the competitive mindset for a while, and if we American workers are not unleashed again relatively soon, then we're going to derail the whole economy. And worse, some of us, primarily the weak-willed sissies of liberalism and Never Trump, will become used to the comforting, smothering embrace of Big Brother. The Democrats and their Frito-Con Renfields were initially delighted by the pandemic in the sense that they hoped the Chinese coronavirus would do what the Russian emoluments Ukraine Playboy Playmates could not do. Well, actually, they were totally ignorant of it when they were spinning up because they were busy impeaching Trump for blowing the whistle on Biden's loser son Cokie's corruption. It was only when it became unignorable did they unignore it. So when Trump shut down air traffic from China, they lost their collective shift about how that bold move was totally racist and stuff. Xenophobic, too. I think Trump pointed out that Biden called him xenophobic for doing it, and Biden couldn't tell you what xenophobic means. Now they've memory-holed their prioritization of silly social justice warrior tropes over public health, and they insist that the virus that resulted from the Chinese fetish for eating weird stuff is actually the result of Trump not locking down America last Christmas. So putting aside the exhortations of their citizens to socially undistance that leftist mayors and other flunkies were issuing until just a few weeks ago. Is there anyone who can maintain a straight face when asserting that had Trump sounded the alarm back in January, the Democrats and their vinyl-suited media would not have screeched about how he was trying to distract from the impeachment sham? Pelosi. The Pelosi, and she might be able to keep a straight face, but that's only because of the Botox, because her face doesn't move anyway. Does anybody out there think, like I do, that when I'm watching Nancy Pelosi speaking, I'm honestly wondering if she's having a stroke? Just from the way, I mean, she can't not stutter while she's speaking as she tries to piece together a sentence. And I'm not making fun of her. She's way past her retirement date. Right now, the Democrats do not seem particularly eager for this to end. And if Trump even hints that someday we will return to normal, it'll be all Trump is going to murder millions because he hates science. And there's certainly some people in government elected jerks as well as bureaucratic jerks who kind of like this whole emergency power trip. That's why we see them imposing all sorts of petty oppressions on us, like trying to close gun stores. They have zero to do with the very narrow task of shutting down the epidemic. And that's the problem. They're getting a taste for something that should be temporary. The media enjoys the chaos because this is a lot more interesting than the usual job of covering for Gropey Joe's even more mortifying litany of gaffes and sexual abuse accusations. They love these big stories, and the media minions of the left have no real desire to get back to normal. They're still collecting paychecks, and, well, you know, most of them anyway. I'm not saying that they're rooting for the virus, but that's only because they're busy actively rooting for the Chinese communists. And the Democrats still have not succeeded in hanging this around Trump. But let's face it, a lot of them are delighted that the economy is a hit on Trump's marquee achievement. I know that we're supposed to pretend that in this time of crisis, no Democrat would gloat over this black swan dumping its droppings all over Trump's re-election campaign. But we see the truth. Every time I see Hillary get Harpy Hillary getting on Twitter, that the U.S. has the highest number of reported cases in the world, even more than China's, it just makes me sick because she's just going along with the line. I mean, China's sending her talking points, I'm sure. The Chi-Coms. But they don't want us to crank up the economy anytime soon because they know it's on idle right now. It's not dead. It doesn't need an overhaul. It's on idle. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump holding his daily coronavirus task force meeting at the White House.
America continues to wage all-out war to defeat the virus, this horrible, horrible virus. You see how terrible it is, especially when you look at the numbers from yesterday. And we explained why we're extending our nationwide guidelines to slow the spread for 30 days.
More states are issuing stay-at-home orders to be put in place, including Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis.
I'm going to be doing an executive order today directing all Floridians to limit movements and personal interactions outside the home to only those necessary to obtain or provide essential services or conduct essential activities.
At least 230 million Americans are under similar orders. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Let's go back in time. Let's look back at another time when we were facing something like this, and well, let's review this, because Barack Obama did this himself. He got out there and he got on Twitter. He's trying to keep his legacy alive, but he opened the door to review his 2009 response to what the CDC then called the first global flu pandemic in 40 years. In a tweet where he accused Trump of being in denial about the COVID-19 pandemic and climate change, the former president cited an LA Times article on the administration's new policy to roll back Obama's 2012 environmentally friendly fuel efficiency standards, which, by the way, has nothing to do with any pandemic or epidemic. But he said, we've seen all too terribly the consequences of those who denied warnings of a pandemic. We can't afford any more consequences of climate denial. All of us, especially young people, have to demand better of our government at every level and vote this fall. That's actually pretty rich, because this is the guy whose denial of the H1N1 pandemic early on may have led to tens of millions of more infections and thousands of more deaths than otherwise would have happened. During his two terms as president, 8 years, he left our borders wide open to all kinds of infectious diseases the United States had rid itself of almost a century ago. And looking back to April 29th, 2009, after the CDC issued interim guidance on closing schools and child care facilities, recommending a 7-day dismissal in affected schools and child care facilities with laboratory-confirmed cases of the swine flu, it's no surprise that Obama told a White House reporter on the advice of his hourly discussions with his public health officials that closing our southern border would be akin to closing the barn door after the horses went out. By late June, nearly 2 months after Obama refused to close the border with Mexico, more than 30 summer camps in the U.S. had reported outbreaks of the 2009 H1N1 influenza illness. This one actually affected young children and young people more so than older people. And with children heading back to school in late August, the CDC activated its school dismissal monitoring system on August 3, 2009. Still, Obama, along with his public health officials, which included Dr. Fauci, who's out there now with President Trump, did not feel inclined to issue an order closing the U.S.-Mexico border. So Obama callously allowed infected individuals to enter the country after the CDC reported cases in California and Texas in early April. According to a September 2009 NPR article, researchers concluded that the new flu strain had probably been circulating in Mexico for months before the rash of outbreaks occurred in the U.S. Same person accusing Trump of being in denial regarding the coronavirus continued his open border policy with Mexico throughout the year-long swine flu pandemic. That virus ended up claiming nearly 13,000 lives, including 317 children, and it affected 60 million people here in the United States. in contrast to President Trump's early travel bans to contain the virus, Barack Obama, by his own admission, refused to close the barn door. And Chuck Todd and Nancy Pelosi, who've been, Chuck Todd got out there and asked Biden if President Trump has blood on his hands. And even Biden looked at Chuck Todd and said, that's a bridge too far, pal. Which, when you got Joe Biden correcting you, you've gone too far. That's, when the leftist media is trying to pave a way for something. That's bad. And then there's Nancy Pelosi, who accused the president of fiddling around while this was happening. He wasn't fiddling around. He was defending himself against impeachment. And he had made moves. Trump has a great capacity to multitask. I wish I had it, to be honest with you. And his ideas and the way he approaches stuff, it seems like he is sort of laser focused on something, but no, he's paying attention to stuff in the periphery as well. And he started making moves on this early on, and that's when they started calling him xenophobic and racist and all this other stuff. So Chuck Todd and Nancy Pelosi have their presidents mixed up. It was the 44th, not the 45th, who has blood on his hands and who fiddled as people died. Sorry to put it that way, but that's the way it is. Now, this is the thing. Barack Obama, most of his quote-unquote legacy has been scrapped anyway. That most of his legacy is over. His landmark legislation was Obamacare, and they get done away with the individual mandate. They may as well just repeal it. They didn't do it. They had ample chances when Ryan was the Speaker of the House. They didn't do it. And I'm talking about Congress now. But we'll see what we get. I was listening to some of the news reports where they were talking about how the Senate is in play. Anybody who pays any attention to polls right now today is a fool. because there is no way to poll anybody right now. People are unconcerned with polling right now. People want to just go back to work. They just want things to go back to normal. They want to be able to walk down the paper aisle of any grocery store and see toilet paper and paper towels on the shelves. So they're not interested in polling right now. And how is it that Trump's numbers are so high, and yet we want Democrats to run Congress? How is that possible? I saw something the other day where they were talking about James Carville got out there and said, it's quite simple. Joe Biden will beat President Trump quite easily. Really? I savor the thought of them debating. I wish they'd just go ahead and finish this off. I mean, they've been talking about, right now, see, they think Andrew Cuomo looks presidential. And he told his brother Chris that he had no plans to run for president. He didn't want to run for president. And Chris was trying to talk him into it on CNN, and he just wouldn't have anything to do with it. I think that was before Chris Cuomo was tested positive for coronavirus, but I don't know. But it comes down to, you know, how is Trump's approval so high, and we want to do things the way the Democrats did, which if it was up to Nancy Pelosi, there would be no stimulus right now. And I know a lot of people are out there talking about, well, you know, Trump has increased the stimulus by, or the deficit by $3 trillion. Versus Obama, who in 8 years increased it by $10 trillion. He doubled it in his time in office. So I love when I hear stuff like that. But when we get back, let's talk a little bit, because we do have to think about this. Let's talk a little bit about how police state is born. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The United States and much of the Western world, by utilizing the most draconian of tactics, is plunging many nations into potential economic and societal chaos as they attempt to stem the flow of this SARS-CoV-2. Relying on dubious and error-prone projections, politicians and bureaucrats constitutionally or statutorily limited in their power are now exercising near dictatorial authority in their edicts, which are effectively suspending or terminating numerous freedoms under the guise of protecting their respective nations. Now, all Americans, not just those with first-hand experience dealing with World War II and its aftermath, or living in Eastern Europe under the iron boot of the Soviet Union, or escaping the communist socialist hellholes of Cuba, Southeast Asia, or Venezuela, should view these actions with considerable trepidation. When societies lose their freedom, it is not ordinarily because autocrats or tyrants have taken it away forcibly. It is usually the result of a population willingly surrendering their freedom in return for protection against some external threat. And while the threat is oftentimes real, it is invariably exaggerated. And that's what we in the United States today are experiencing. The general public has been stampeded by the fear-mongering and the media into demanding action from the politicians at both the state and the federal level. and the politicians respond and do not pause to ask whether these actions will work. They just feel like they got to do something. They do not ask if the financial and societal cost to the nation is worth the unknown and perhaps nebulous return. Any student of history and human nature would recognize that these are the classic symptoms of collective hysteria. Hysteria is contagious. And this nation is turning itself inside out as we think, you know, as we, thanks to the media, are exaggerating the threat and not stopping to ask if the cure is worse than the disease. In times like these, it should be expected that the citizenry will look to the government for guidance and assistance. And when that happens in an environment of mass hysteria, then it is unsurprising that the state will take on or assume new power, as that is what has been demanded of it. We just sort of hand it over to on a plate. This historically has been the process which leads to the rise of authoritarianism. And over the past 4 weeks, with little or no legal basis, one state governor has outbid another in their dramatic responses to the coronavirus outbreak. Invariably, their actions revolve around the curtailing of individual freedom. We've seen arrest warrants being issued for holding funeral services. Fines are being levied for not maintaining proper distance. People are being arrested for holding gatherings of over 10 people. Fines and arrests are the order of the day for reopening a business the state deems to be non-essential, and the National Guard has been called out to enforce state borders and lockdowns. Pastors have been arrested for holding worship services, and in New York City, the mayor has threatened to permanently close any church, synagogue, or mosque that violates his lockdown order. The Second Amendment is under assault in 12 states, either have ordered or are contemplating ordering all gun stores and retailers closed, thus depriving millions of their right to buy a gun. Neighbors and ordinary citizens in the best tradition of the Soviet Union and Communist China are being encouraged to inform the authorities if anyone they know is not adhering to state lockdown rules. Stores deemed essential by the state are being told what in their inventory they can and cannot sell. Congress, faced with the task of mitigating the economic plight of the citizenry, chooses instead to expand the federal government's power and influence over the private sector through a massive and bloated $2.2 trillion spending package. Additionally, the politicians in both parties and the media are clamoring for Trump to declare a nationwide quarantine, nationalize industry, and mobilize the military, and in essence, declare martial law. Now, Trump, in contrast to the media's portrayal of him, has not succumbed to those overtures, as he's among the few political leaders in the nation that actually respects the freedoms enumerated by the Constitution. But his power over the individual state governors or Congress is limited. The defenders of those authoritarian tactics say that these extreme measures are necessary in order to save hundreds of thousands of lives. But is that just a fig leaf to permanently transform the society? I'm not saying that coronavirus is not a serious health issue. I'm not saying steps must not be taken to protect the most vulnerable sector of the population, which is the elderly, with significant medical conditions. The number of people infected with the virus over the past 30 days continues to rise because the nation has dramatically expanded testing. We actually know how many cases there are versus not knowing. And of those who have died, approximately 1.6% of total infections, we do not know how many succumbed as a direct result of the virus or died of other ailments, as any death with the virus present is currently being counted as a coronavirus fatality. The Italian evidence, for example, suggests that only in 12% of deaths is it possible to say that coronavirus was the main cause of death. Now, this started in China in early December 2019, and in the subsequent 4 months, the virus has spread to 177 countries with more than 40,000 deaths that have so far been recorded. And at this same juncture during the Hong Kong flu, which had many of the same symptoms as this SARS-CoV-2, pandemic. The Hong Kong flu was in 68, 69. It was estimated there were 350,000 fatalities globally, 40,000 in the United States, and eventually over 1 million throughout the world. 100,000 in the United States died. In the 244-year history of the United States, we have weathered seven of the worst pandemics in world history without the hysteria and loss of liberty and freedom. And all of this reveals that the coronavirus will be exponentially less life-threatening than any of these previous pandemics. So is it serious enough to warrant putting much of the nation's population into house imprisonment? Or wrecking the economy for an indefinite period of time? Or prohibiting worshipers from attending their churches or synagogues or mosques? Or outlawing freedom of assembly and travel? Or destroying businesses that have taken years to build? Or saddling future generations with debt? They've chosen in Congress to plunge millions of people into depression, heart attack, suicide, and unbelievable distress, though they're not especially vulnerable and will only suffer mild symptoms or none at all. And this is what a police state looks like. It is a nation in which the government can issue orders and edicts or convey preferences with no legal authority. And we are seeing the majority of America go along with this. The problem with governments is they never give up power once they get it. They only seek to normalize it. Now they have it in their toolbox, the knowledge that the citizenry will meekly acquiesce to any national emergency being declared an existential crisis, which requires government to unconstitutionally impose its will on the people. The clock is ticking. We have to take this back. Otherwise, the only way we're going to be able to take it back will be much, much bloodier. We cannot just let it go. We can't meekly let it happen. So, coming up next, we're going to talk to Dean Weingarten. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.